And grapes, he would store there. Rashi says, he garnet minei etzli begavei lamatzne. Ein derek anovim latzni ha-yayim b'mokir shangarvu mishom. Well, mishom de misyor Hashem yimsu derek anovim. Maybe the people will find you. But if you're only hiding the grapes itself, now we have to be afraid maybe somebody would hide it. Like, we're afraid now somebody stole this wine, and you found the stolen barrel. Said, so why do we say it's mutter? True, it doesn't come from this kerem of Orlam, but it came from Ruba the Alma, and right of the world is Nochrim Ninu. It is sub of a Yain Nesach. The Yeshlein Matai says that the Mosan of Aizara, that the Roiv Ganva Yisrael. Most Ganovim in the world are Yisraelim. Therefore, if you find a stolen barrel of wine, you have a right to drink it. You have a right to say, most probably a Jew stole it, and it's still kosher. The basement, they don't get caught, they don't get caught, the Jews don't get caught. No. Yeah. But, Hanu Zika de Chamra, there were these flasks, Rashi Noida's flasks of wine, the Ishtakhon Bei Kufoi, that we found it, Bei Kufoi, the Tumunim Ben Gefanim Shebekerim, Visha Yisrael. A Jew woke up one morning and found in the middle of his vineyard, he found noidos, a flask full of wine. Shanu Rava. Rava said it's okay. Leim alachur, let's say, leisav alol Rebbe Chanina. It's not whole like Rebbe Chanina. Shrashi leilach achor roiv. Elo achra korov. V'kan yisroa mitsuyim yoysim nochrim. Lezina basaruba diyama. Because otherwise, if you do not know where this flask came from, which you have to say the flask came from roiv of the world. And roiv of the world are ganovim, are nochrim. How come it said it's mutter? Sechur, because we do not hold like Rebbe Chanina, but when you have a roiv in a korov, you go boss a korov. Tamar says, no. Shani Hosamir is different. I'll tell you, the roiv, the Shuvchoye Yisrael Ninu. Rashi says, most people that spill out wine, Rashi says, Shaykhe Yain Minachov Yisanoides. Most people that are in this business, that they're pouring out wine from the barrel into the flask, Limchol Yodlud Rochim, to sell to people on the roads, the Medina Zois, are Jews. So that's why we were matter it. We're talking about such a city like that most of the people that do this type of a job that pour the wine off from the barrel into the flasks, they're Yisraelim. The Shulka Yisroninu. And the Hanan Mili, when do we say this? Baravavi. Only if it's big flasks. So Rashi said, Baravavi means the Lek Lamechesh Meruba the Yalmo, Lamei Mamiyar with Rachel Nuffel. That we do not say it came from rove of the world, stomp people that are passing by. Avozutru, because the big flask, that's not the flasks that people carry around. That's only ones that are sold here in the marketplace that comes from the Jews. Avul Zutri, but if you find a small flask, Ema Meyoyvred Racham Nofel, then we'll say maybe it came from people that travel down the roads that come from the rest of the world. Then we have to be afraid. Maybe a guy like left it there. Now, the Iko Ravravi Badayu, let's say there is a big flask there. Even though you have some small flasks, then it'll be Mutter also. That the main thing is the big flasks here that came from the Jews. The reason why there's some small flasks there is because Rashi says when you weigh it off, sometimes there's more weight on one side, you have to put some small flasks on the other side to measure it out. So therefore, the main thing here is the big flask. And that mistana came from a Jew. Therefore, it's mutter. Even though there are some small flasks there, the small flasks, they were only put there lahachbid hamasli, just to keep the scale even. Now the Mishnah says, but the Maisa before, we passed on Rebbe Chanina. We hold, when there's a shail of roiv in a korov, to go bust a roiv, to go bust a korov, we talk a go bust a roiv. Now the Mishnah says, Marchikin es ilon minoir eskrim v'chomish ama. Somebody has property, he wants to plant a tree there. If it's near the outskirts of the city, he has to move away 25 amas. Rashi says, Marchikin es ilon minoir v'chomish mishum no yair. Because the outskirts of the city has to be nice. So you're not allowed to go and put trees there. It's a nice city if right the outskirts of the city are open. We don't want to have trees planted there. That's why you have to move away your tree 25 amas. Not like we had a lacha before about a boar that maybe you ruined somebody's boar. But stand here outside the city, the first 25 amas outside the city has to be kept clean, open. That's a lacha by regular tree. What about the charuba b'shikma? Let's say you want to grow a charuba boxer tree of a shikma, this type of a tree. Rashi says on feyim rabim, they have a lot of branches. Chamishim amah. Then you have to move outside the city 50 yams. The first 50 yams you have to be blank from these type of trees. Abishurlan, Abishurl says, Kol Ilon Sarak. Any Ilon. Sarak means a bare tree that doesn't give off fruits. Rashi says, Ganayulir, it's not nice to have these type of trees outside the city. Bishlam, if you have a nice tree that grows, gives off fruits, okay? But an Ilon Sarak that doesn't look nice, that's a bare, barren tree, Chamishamamo. Even though it's not so big as a Cheruv and a Shikma, just a regular tree, still you have to keep it 50 yamas outside the city. Because here it does not look nice to have such a barren tree within the first 50 yamas outside the city. Now, Imu'ir Koidemis, let's say the city was there first, and then somebody planted a tree, B'Yisro, so Koitzitz, we have a right to make that person cut down the tree, and V'ei Noi Nois and Domin, we do not have to pay him the money. Like, since he planted it, B'Yisro, he had no right to plant it, therefore we have a right to tell him to chop it down, and we don't give him money. What about V'im Ilon Koidem? Let's say first a man planted up a tree, and then later on, first they made a Yishuv, first they made a city there. Then the local is Taika Kreitzit. Still, now that we have a Yishuv, a city there, we have a right to tell that person to knock down this tree. But, the nice and dumb, we have to pay him. Rashi says, Mi Shir Shaloi, whoever owns the city. If somebody owns the city, the person that owns this city, he has to pay that man to knock down the tree, because he was there first. True, now that you have the city there, it's not nice for your treaty. It's not nice for your city. So that gives you a right to be Markakim, but I call upon him money, you have to pay him. What's going to be Sofag Zekodim, Besofag Zekodim? We do not know who was here first. Was the city here first and then the tree? Or was the tree here first and then the city? Each one says he was here first. The Lachar is then Koitzei. That's for sure. We have a right to make you remove your tree. Because no matter who was there first, still you have to remove it. Now it's only a shalom. Does the owner of the city have to pay you? And that we say no, Hamaisim Mechaveru, all of Araya, and therefore, V'yein and Eisim Domim, you do not have to pay him the money, because it's a Suffolk who was there first. Therefore, you can't force him, we can't force the Bnei'ir to pay him. Mar says, now, my time, what's the reason why the Reish Demishka says, Marchikin es ilu menir, esim mechamishama? Why do you have to put your tree 24 vamas away? Amar Ula, Mishum Noyir. Stan, we want the city to look nice, the outskirts of the city should look nice. It's more than that. It should be an ikur halacha. Typically from the din of the ein oisin soda migrosh. Voloi migra soda. That the outskirts of a city are not going to change it around. There's such a halacha like that. You have to leave it blank. Rashi says, Mishne beperek achron shel erchin. It's a mishne at the end of erchin. O migrosh, what's the migrosh? Elef amo. Who? It's 1,000 amas outside the city. V'chol elef amo osa la soisi soda. Any, the first 1,000 amas outside the city, you're not allowed to make it into a sodom. That's the law of every city. You can't do anything. With the first 1,000 amas outside the city, you have to leave it blank. You can't plant there and you can't even make trees there. That's the avimina. So why does the Mishnah only say 25 amas? And also you're saying only Mishnah noi to make it look nice. Tepeglates mikir adin. The first 1,000 amas outside the city has to be migrash, has to be open. So when it says, the chiddush of our Mishnah is the Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, what the Yom, that he says, oisin soda, migrash or migrash soda, he says, no, you are allowed to change it around. Rashi says, the polakos of Yomar, the ned of Amamurim, when does the Torah say such halacha? That you have to leave it blank, that's only be orei halavim, only by the special cities that belong to the Levium. Alba Biora Yisrael, of a regular city that belongs to Yisrael, here he holds no, you're allowed to change it around. You could make the migrash into a soda. Therefore, mikra, then you're allowed to plant within the, right outside the city. It's only a new aloha, midirabonin, mishim no yo'ir, in order to make the city look nice, the people in the city have a right to stop you from planting a tree outside in the first 25 amas. Therefore, according to Rav Leza, that he says you could change around and make a migrash, the outskirts into a field. Hocha mishim noyir loyavdinan. Here mishim noyir not allowed to. Now the Gemara says, now ula rabbanan ami, even according to the rabbanan, the army that they say not only oral levim, but they own any city is ein oisin soda migrash ula migrash soda. You're not allowed to change over the migrash into a soda, the outskirts of the city. You have to leave blank. But I tell you, hani mili, when is that said? You have to leave the outskirts blank. That's only zroyim. That's only to plant their vegetables. Zroyim is not nice to plant there. Avlilonisavdinon. But time to make trees, that looks nice, that you're allowed to within 1,000 amas outside the city. That you're allowed to. For hocha, mishum no yir, loy. But here, because the city should look nice, there's a new din with the Rabbonin that in the first 25 amas outside the city, he has to make it look extra nice, and he has to leave it blank.
Yes, ma'am.
Yevokim Yishim Noyir Loi. Now, Uminotemer, how do I know to say this? Yishani Bein Zeroyim Lilonis. How do I know to say there's a difference between Zeroyim and between trees, between stop planting vegetables or planting trees? Titania would learn like this. Karfeif Yoisa Mideisa Sayim. You have a karfeif, which is an open area of field, which is more than a base of Sayim. Rashi says, Yoisa Mideisa Sayim, Shuk of Ladira. That if they have gates around it means people live inside it. So a karfeif is a big shetach, a big space of land, which is bigger than a base of Sayim. Shuk of Ladira, that you set aside now to live inside it, people live in, you start living inside it. Shuk of Ladira. Now, Nizra Rubai. Let's say most of it was planted. You have Zeroyim planted there. Hareyu Kagina. It has look like Kagina. The Osir. Nita Rubai. Let's say most of it had trees there. Then Hareyu Kachotza has look like a Chotzer or Mutter, then it's Mutter. What does it mean? Rashi like this. Rashi says, Sosayim, two saws. Who shear Chotzer Mishkan? That's the shear the Chotzer of the Mishkan. For Nasnu Chachamim shear Lechol Hekav. That's the shear of a piece of property that the Hilchol Hekev, Shlehuk of Lo Debatechoy, that was not set aside to live there, like an open park. Or the Shtamish Min Abayis Latechon, for going Kaka Shemabiko, that if you have a Kaka, say, have a park, or an open ground in the Bik in the valley, not that you're going to live, you're going to use to live there. So then the Lachar is that if it has Mechitzis around it, if it's not more than a base of Sayim, it has a look like Rosh Hashanah Yochad on Shabbos, that you're allowed to carry around there. But if it's bigger than a base of Sayim, you're not allowed to carry inside it. In a park, if the park is more than a base of Sayim, even though it has walls around it, you're not allowed to carry inside it on Shabbos. Aval amuk of ladira, but let's say the walls are put around it, and you plan to live inside it, then afilo base asarakurin, even though it's very wide, the shetach of the land. But as long as you plan to live inside it, metatlim boy, then again, we're talking about if it has walls around it. There are four walls around it. So midiraisa avadis Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The only question with the Rabbanan though, if it's more than a base of Sayim, it looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Rabbanan said not to carry there. But if it's Huk of Ladir, if the purpose there is to live inside it, then you're allowed to be metaltal. Well, come off, it says over here now, Yoisim a base of Sayim. Let's say this ground, the property here, was more than a base of Sayim. Shuk of Ladirahu, Mutla Tatla Vakulai. Then the locker is, since the sukkah, you plan to live inside it, you're allowed to be metaltal in the whole thing, you're allowed to walk around now on Shabbos carrying things inside it, it's a pure Rishus HaYochid. Alright, turn over. But now it says, Nidra Rubai, Rashi says, what's going to be if you planted vegetables in most of this property? Botlo has royim shem diru amenu. That since you planted vegetables now, that takes away the shem dira. People don't live there. Therefore, the hareyu kagina is called a kagina. If so, shem had kefu the dira. It wasn't set aside to live there. Hoyu v'yoysim v'yves l'sayimu a metaltlim b'yoyd. Since this property, this big park now, is more than a base of sayim, so now even though it has walls around it, you're not allowed to carry in there on Shabbos. Even though the chetchil you put up those walls of not to live there, but once you planted Zeroyim there, that's a sorrow on the property that you plant Zeroyim, you don't live there. So since Roivavit was used to plant Zeroyim, that takes away the Shemdira. Avol Nitarub, let's say you planted trees there. Emi Lonis Mavatlan Teres Yerosso Emi Menu. The fact of a tree there, that doesn't stop you from living there. Vreya Kachotas, something about him. And then it's still called Hukavadira. So you see, trees, the difference between planting trees and planting Zeroyim. That Zeroyim stops the living there. Therefore, outside the city of South Namis, you're not supposed to plant Zeroyim there. Mashenkin trees does not bother the living there. Trees you allow them. But then the Mishnah says, V'yemir koidma, let's say the city was first, then the locher is koitzeit. Then you have a right to chop down the tree, and V'yemir koidma, you don't pay him. Because he built the tree, he put the tree b'yissa. But the Gemara Mishnah, Agabi Bodiktoni, koitzeit, v'noisein damin. Well, Mishnah, the Tony koitzeit, V'yena noisin damin. This is the Mishnah later, we'll soon see, about a boar. There we say, you're not going to, we do have to pay him. Omer Rav Kano, Kidra, Devei, Shutfei, Lechemim, V'leik, Kereira. I'll tell you, a pot that you have two cooks is not hot or not cold, it's not good. In other words, yeah, the Svar is like this. Oh, my kushya, Dilma Shani Yezeka the Rav and Yezeka the Yochid. There's a big difference between a Hezek of a Rav and a Hezek of a Yochid. Now, what's your question? Over here, the tree is being Mazik, the city. That's the Hezek the Rav. Here, we tell you to take it away and we don't pay you. But before, by the boar, it's only a private damage. There, it's not so bad. Therefore, we tell you to take it away. We have to pay you for it. So that's not a question altogether. The Eli Rather is like the Eliyat mother of Kana. Rav Kana had answered, there's no question. His answer, that when you have shutfim, two people taking care of it, they don't do a job, we'll soon see what that means. He said it on this. Asef Itma. That what in the Eilun Kredim, if the tree was there first, then Kredim. Still, we tell you to knock down the tree. But nice and dumb, we have to pay you. The question is, Velaimu, let him say, have liberation to me. No, first pay me the money, and then I'll knock down the tree. Behold the Rikuts. The reason why we don't tell them to first pay is because who has to pay the money? There's not one person, it's from the rabbin. When you go to collect money from shut from two people, you don't get so far. You don't, because it's like when his muscle is by two cooks, don't do a job. Each one relies on the other one. Each one says he'll do the cooking, he'll do the other cooking. So neither of them do a good job. Here also, if you have to collect the money from a few people, each one will say, let the other one pay. So we're not going to get the money so fast. Therefore, rather, first we tell him, cut down the tree. And then we'll worry about getting him the money. Sof exekodim, sof exekodim, kaitis bein anais and domim. Then we have to chop down the tree, but we don't have to pay him. Maishno mi bor, ti armet lo yikud. Then we say, we don't have to knock down the bor. Hosom, devadai, lav lemeket koi. Over there, it's not for sure to be knocked down altogether. Therefore, sveikan amle amrino le kaitis. We don't tell him to knock down the bor. But hoko devadai lemeket koi. Here, for sure, it has to be knocked down anyway, this tree. Sveikoi nami amino le koi. Therefore, when I stop, it goes, I tell him to knock down the tree. Vimishum demei, I asked a question about paying him. Amino le, I asked you, Raiva Shokol. Go bring me a proof and then we'll pay you. So Rashi says, Hoko devashi devadai nami le mekes koi. For sure, eventually it's going to be cut down. Rashi before, Hosom gabi bor, devadai shil ilon in vade kodem lav le mekes koi. Kutoni. Amino koi dem le koi. Over there, if the tree was there first, we have to cut it down altogether. But Hoko devadai nami le mekes koi. Ela shenet dumb. Here, that if your tree is only mazik a private bor, if your tree was there first, we don't tell you to cut it down altogether. Therefore, when that's public, also we don't tell you to cut it down. But over here, even if the tree was first, and the city came later, still the din is we tell you to cut down the tree. It's only a question, then we'll pay you the money. Therefore, no matter who was first, the tree has to be cut down. Therefore, him, when that's public, we tell you to cut down the tree. Then when it comes to pay the money, that's the clause of Moshe Mechaber, all over Raya. Then the Mishnah says, "Machikin es agurin tefuah minir chamishamama." If you have a silum that you're storing away, your garden, your tefuah, you have to store it away 50 yamas outside the city. Layas adam garin tefuah v'tev shalai. If you want to make a garin tefuah, your own silum and your own property, elim ken yeshu chamishamama charuach. You have to make sure that all around the silum there's still 50 yamas property. Or we'll soon see why. Your machikin min tiyaso shechaderoi. You have to move away from the tiyas, from the growing of your friend. And from the property of his property that was already plowed out, in order that your tefuah should not be mazikim,
which is mashmi even less than 50 yamis. So that's the Gemara's question. Maishin a reish akum, and the reish it says you have to move away 50 yamis. Well, maishin a sefer, the sefer doesn't say 50 yamis. The sefer just says bechdeish lo yazik, which is mashma less of a shear. So this Gemara answers Amar Abaya sefer also legurin sheni kavua. The safest song that your gurin, your sarlon is not a kavu, it's not permanent. So then you don't have to move away 50 yamas, then it's enough even less. Now, heichi domi gurin shani kavua, what's called the gurin that's not kavua? Om Rav Yesi Rav Chanino, kol shena zoira bereches. If you do not have to pick up your wheat, like to winnow it out, you do not have to use a reches, you do not have to use a pitchfork, you could just pick it up with your hands, that's called not a kviyas, that doesn't have so much, so there's the mites. There's the shaft that flies off it from the wind, does not go so far. So here it's enough in the sefer to have less. You don't need 50 yamas. But in the Reish, it's talking about Ger and Kavua, there the mites, the shaft goes far, there you need 50 yamas. Rav Asher Yomar, my tam komalit. There's no steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Like, my tam machikin Ger and Kavua minir chamishamama. Like, what's the reason of the Reish? How come if you have a Ger and Kavua, a permanent silon where you store your wheat, or you manufacture your wheat, how come you have to move it away 50 yamas from the city? That's what the Sefer explains, in order that you should not do damage, because your moit, your shaft, should not go into the city to damage it. Therefore, there's no stira. Both the Rashi and the Sefer Taka mean 50 yamis. Next, we have a kashi. It says, Marchik in Gerven Kavua min ear, Chamisha Mama. You have to put away your Gerven Kavua 50 yamis from the city. Ukishem Shamachik in ear, Chamisha Mama. The same way you go away 50 yamis from the city, Kach Marchik in Luyov, or Mikshuyov. Same thing, you have to move away from somebody else's pumpkins or somebody else's cucumbers, or from the Tiyasa, from his young trees that are growing, or Minira Shechaveroi. And if your friend has a field that was just plowed, you have to move away Chamisha Mama. Kedesh la Yazik, no, that should not do damage. So this Shleim le Rabashi Nicha. It's very good according to Rashi. The Rabashi is very good. Like it says, clearly Shleim Yazik, and explains 50 Yamas. So you see, the Pshat from the Mishnah is like Rabashi said, my Tam Komer. Elo la Abaye Kasha, but according to Abaye Takasha. The Rabashi shows when it says Shleim Yazik, that's less of a Shia than 50 Yamas. And there it says 50 Yamas, and it means Shleim Yazik. According to him, according to Ravashi, it's like a kasha. Hadigmar says, Bishlema mimikshu oisov, bikshuav, umid luyov. You have to stay away from somebody else's cucumbers or pumpkins. The yozal afko, because your shaft will go, the osa belibe. In other words, the shaft goes, belibe into the grow, whatever's growing there, or matsuyale, and it dries it up. And the side says, Oroch says, Pir sarif, umiyavish, lechluchis. It dries up the wetness of it. Therefore, it's going to ruin his growing. It's going to ruin his pumpkins or cucumbers. That's why you have to move away your silon, your threshing floor, where you thresh your wheat. Ela minira yamai. But if your friend only has a field that was plowed, it's not growing anything. Amai, what kind of damage could your sheaf do to it? Omer rababa bazavdo vitema rababa bazutro nifnei shoiso isaglau. Because it makes like it manures the field too much. In other words, the shaft also goes into the field and also fertilizes it. So Rashi says, "V'sarfes as royim shenizra boy." And then later, when you plant, this royim just get burnt up in it. So you may over fertilize it. That's why it does damage to the field. Therefore, also you have to move away your threshing from somebody else's field that was plowed 50 yamis. All right, we'll stop here.